You can't get rich working for someone else. And that's myth number one, is you can't get rich working for someone else. So this is a pretty typical myth, and I want to just kind of bust this wide open for you today, or at least try to. So I've got some notes here that I'm going to read from, so just bear with me on that. So when I was doing the research for this video, I just kind of, Googled this phrase, and it just kind of blew me away what I saw. There's 22 million results out there for this phrase, this exact phrase, and you can't get rich working for someone else. And a lot of these are like on big publications like Forbes and Business Insider and MSN. And this just honestly totally blows my mind, because I feel like, these are just kind of writers that are just sort of preying on people's hopes and dreams to, drive Bentleys around and live in these big gigantic mansions that they see on TV. And honestly, it's just, not to crush your dreams or anything, but I'm not one to just kind of blow smoke here. I want to be real with you. A lot of people aren't going to accomplish those things. So I feel like that definition of rich is just kind of silly. So let's explore that a little bit. I want to talk about what is a good definition of rich. So there's a guy by the name of Brian Preston. He hosts the Money Guy podcast. And he put it in a really, really good way. He said, you're rich when your portfolio generates more money than you spend in a given year. So, for example, if you have a $2 million portfolio, which is easily doable in today's world if you get at it long enough, you assume a 5% growth rate, and you're actually looking at making about $100,000 a year off of that $2 million. So bump that up to 10%, that's $200,000 a year, and so on as you have more in your portfolio. So what you can do then at that point is you're comfortable, you can spend without worrying, you're protected from economic crashes, and you're at a point where you're generating more money than you shell out in expenses. So you're not working and you're getting wealthier every year. To me, Brian's definition is just a really, really good definition of rich, is when your portfolio, your assets generate more money for you than you spend in a given year. I mean, what more could you ask for is just to be getting more wealthy every single year, having more money than you have expenses. Honestly, that is a good definition of rich to me. And there's absolutely no reason you can't get there working for someone else or working a normal, 9-to-5 job like 90% of the people out there do anyway, just to put it in a less condescending way than working for someone else, which just kind of seems to be a negative light that a lot of journalists try to put on it. In fact, that's probably the easiest way because of all of the other perks that come with it, and we'll talk about those in a couple of days. But first, I want to run you through some quick math just to help you get a grasp of how you might be able to do this over the course of your life. So I went to bankrate.com and we did a calculation of what you can get over a 30-year career into your 401k, for example. So here's that math for you. This is just kind of a typical retirement plan math. So let's say you want to retire when you're 60, and even if you start a little bit late at age 30. It's not particularly early these days with a lot of younger people getting into the workforce and getting these nice office jobs earlier. And if you start at 30, that's great. If you can do it for 30 years, that's awesome. But a lot of people are doing it even younger, and I totally recommend that. But anyway, so if you start at age 30 and go to age 60 and you're fairly conservative, you can easily hit 1 million and actually about 1.3 million with this calculation I'm about to show you. So this assumes you're making about 50K by the time you're 30, which is also easily doable. You've got a little bit of a salary growth rate, like 2%, 3%, which is fairly conservative as well. You have a 3% employer match and a 10% growth rate, both of which are also pretty average. And this is a pretty highly likely scenario. This isn't some big like six-figure job or anything. This is a fairly average position. So if you check out the blog post that accompanies this video, you can see a graphic of this kind of growing up over time. And by the end of that period, from 30 to 60, you've got $1.3 million, almost $1.4 million in your 401k. And if you go back to Brian's definition of rich, that's going to generate probably $75,000 or so over the course of a single year in assets if you're able to get, you know, a decent growth rate on that. So you're basically going to be able to pay for your expenses by what you have in your portfolio. So that's not too shabby. But let's kind of expand on that a little bit. Let's say that you kind of take the academy success way. Let's say you educate yourself, you find a higher paying job, you negotiate raises throughout your career, you continue to improve yourself, you make a little bit extra on the side, live a comfortable lifestyle, not excessive, not wasting a whole bunch of money. You max out that 401k, you max out that IRA, you build a portfolio of, solid growth and stable assets. We're talking you can put something like $30,000 a year you might be able to put back. At that point, you'd be a millionaire in your mid-40s and you'd be a multimillionaire in your 50s. And you're knocking on the door of eight figures by the time you are 60. So that's almost a 10 times increase within the exact same period, if you do those things, if you're able to invest in yourself and just kind of consistently take action over time and do those things. So that's pretty awesome, right? I mean, that's a great definition of rich. You're going to be easily able to retire and easily be able to make quite a bit of money in with all of those assets every year. So you might be thinking, what about those other extravagant things you want to buy, like your retirement home, your boat, your nice vehicles, your travel plans, your vacations, things like that? Well, you can make sure money won't be an issue. You do have to be smart to retire effectively, but the good news is, unless you're planning to buy, cars every single year, like a Rolls Royce or any other silly things, which you probably shouldn't be reading this site anyway if you are, then what your portfolio generates for you is going to have all of those things covered as long as you take those necessary steps to build it up to that point. All you need to do, from a principal standpoint, is leave enough in it to continue creating wealth for you each and every year. Leave enough in there so you are not spending more than you're taking out of that, and it's going to continually increase and continually fund whatever expenses that you have. So that's the idea. And that, in my opinion, is what the vast majority of, quote unquote, rich people do, and that is a great definition of rich. So in my opinion, that just completely busts out of the water that, I can't get rich working for someone else myth.